Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone asked a pretty good question on the text line.
What do you got?
Well, they asked us, who would you rather have? Trev Lawrence, $55 million. Dak Prescott, $60
million. Oh, God.
That's pretty good.
I think I'd take Dak.
I'm going to go Trev.
Yeah?
Only because I just feel like Dak...
The upside, maybe?
...is wearing down.
Yeah.
I really do. Lawrence is younger, right?
Yeah. Way younger.
Yeah, I'm going younger guy.
I could see that.
Because Dak is just... I mean, he can't run anymore.
No.
His hamstring.
He's not a super mobile guy.
His hamstring has run away from his bone.
Yeah, it's not good.
And is he in his 30s?
He's 31.
Yeah, see.
And Trevor Lawrence he's 25.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. I guess if you're going long-term, yes. But if you told me I got to take one for a year or 2 years, yeah. I mean, just with the length of these contracts. I get Dak for the next 3 years. I get Trevor for the 3 years. I'll take Dak. Dak's a better quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going Trevy.
But I get the long-term thing with injuries and age, but can I just throw this out there? Trevor Lawrence is not very good,
and
I don't know why. Again, I talk about this all the time with draft bias. Because he was drafted where he was at and because he had the college pedigree, and we talked about him as this generational quarterback, which I don't think he was. We view him in an entirely different light. But when you look at Trevor Lawrence in his 4 years in the NFL, go down here, he's got an 85 quarterback rating. And you can say all you want that it's Urban Meyer and now it's Doug Peterson. But at what point do you stop making excuses for him? I'm not saying he's terrible, but Trevor Lawrence gets talked about like he is this franchise quarterback, and I would just like to ask anyone that thinks that, why? 3-14, 9-8, 8-8, 2-7. With 69 touchdowns and 45 interceptions, 63% completion percentage, and a quarterback rating smack dab in the middle of the 80s. So where is this franchise quarterback? Because we don't say this about like a guy like Brock Purdy, right? Brock Purdy has way better numbers, but we don't talk about him like that. Or we constantly, and I'm talking about this, like Justin Herbert. We talk about Justin Herbert, and we're like, why isn't Justin Herbert better? Why doesn't Justin Herbert take flack? Well, I give you Trevor Lawrence. So Dak's numbers are way better than Trevor Lawrence's.
Not too hot nickname talk. Mm-hmm. Now, I got into this because I don't know if you've ever seen Basketball Reference or Sports Reference, as it were. Football Reference.
The fact that they include everyone's official nicknames.
I would like to point out that I was just on, well, I still am, Football Reference, looking at Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, so they...
Oh, I just...
Does he have a nickname on there?
Oh, my God. I am on... I love Pro Football Reference, Pro Basketball. I'm on there all the time.
It's a great website.
It's the best place to go to for stats.
But you never really read the top, do you?
But I've never once noticed this. And when you said that, I scrolled up. Oh, my God. It's right there.
Yeah, it's right on the top.
How have I never seen this?
Right in the bio of any player you look up on Sports Reference, They have nicknames now.
Oh my God, you are going to send me down a rabbit
hole
tonight.
Well, what's his nickname?
The Prince Who Was Promised.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the best part about this, is that if you, and you will go down a rabbit hole, because I did earlier today, and I was doing only NBA, but they have it for all players.
Dak Prescott is the fortress.
Yeah, and what they do, so do you ever, have you, well, you didn't know that they had this,
no.
But they have become known for the place to go look up a guy's nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw an interview with the director of data for sportsreference.com. His name is Mike Lynch.
Oh, all right.
Not to be confused with
our
Mike Lynch.
That's Swing, spelled S-W-I-N-J.
And he says that they scour the internet, and if a nickname comes up multiple times, they put it on there.
Hmm.
They say they view themselves as a bit of an encyclopedia. Like, it needs to be factual. It needs to come from somewhere. But they also feel it's important that any player who has a nickname, that they put it on there. They think it's an important part of history.
I love this. I am just now just Googling NFL quarterbacks, and I can't get enough of it.
Action Jackson or LaMarvelous?
Yeah, I just, that's funny.
LaMarvelous is awesome.
Right now. I am only calling him LaMarvelous from here on out.
So he said that in the NBA, because China is so into basketball, China has a ton of nicknames for these players that we don't often hear here.
Oh.
And that's where they get a lot of them. And they also said that they have a feedback element from fans where fans can go post. And so fans will tip them off as to guys' nicknames. They listen to broadcasts, and local broadcasters will call guys certain things. And they do all of these things to find nicknames. They say that they take the nickname thing very seriously. And if a player has a different nickname, multiple nicknames in different places, they will put it on there. So you'll see a lot of guys have two or three. You know, LeBron has like 10 of them.
I am pissed that I am just now finding out about this.
So I have a set of nicknames. Again, these are NBA players, and I want you to guess who that player is.
Ooh, this is fun.
Yeah, I like this.
And these are just a few. I mean, it took me a long time today to put this together because some people they don't even have nicknames for, like Scoot Henderson and Jeremy Grant of your Portland Trail Blazers. There's nothing on there.
Okay.
But some of the other Blazers I do have. So I put down just some funny ones or some interesting ones. What about street clothes? Who do you think they call street clothes?
Embiid or Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis. All right. That is correct. Yes.
That's brilliant.
I was like, wait.
And I think that came from Charles Barkley.
Okay. That is a saying, because it's clearly someone that doesn't play. And by the way, that could probably relate to like 50 NBA players. Like street clothes.
I mean, pretty much all of them are street clothes.
A lot of guys that don't play, but
I love this one so very, very much. The Count of Monte Assist Toe, meaning assist/turnover. Assisto.
The greatest nickname of all time is Apollo Creed, who is the Count of Monte Fisto in the Rocky movies. Assist a turnover. So
the Count of Monte Assist Toe.
Assisto. God. So Westbrook.
No, it's Monty Morris.
Monty.
Yeah, he plays for the Suns now. They call this man Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet?
That is correct. And I think it's because he might look like him, but
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I know who this is, and I can't. It's
Timothy Chalamet. So it's an awkward white guy with a...
Yeah, it is a spindly little white guy, yeah.
Yep.
Josh Giddey?
Yep, that's correct.
There it is. Josh Giddey.
Timothy Chalamet. They call this man the sea captain. And Buckley, you might be able to get this one.
I absolutely know this one. I'll let Sue guess.
The sea captain?
Yep.
Is it appearance, or is it a name thing?
No, it's because
it's based on a hobby.
He used to drive his boat.
Oh,
to
Clay
the,
Thompson.
Yep. Clay Thompson used to drive his boat to the arena.
Yeah,
and they call him.
Is Captain Clay also on there? I've heard Captain Clay many times.
By the way, you could do a lot worse. Like if, I know I've always been Sook, but like especially as my beard has gotten more gray, I 100% could wear a captain's hat and go by the sea captain. There's nothing wrong with being, wear a lot of those fisherman sweaters during the winter. I may have to lean into this, give myself a corn cob pipe.
Yeah, Clay Thompson, they have Sea Captain, The Electrician, Game 6 Clay, Killa Clay, and Big Smokey.
Ooh, I like Big Smokey. Why is Big Smokey?
And actually, I know the origin of that. Big Smokey was a nickname from Andrew Bogut, who is Australian. And it's a gambling term for the underdog or your dark horse. If you're at a horse race and you see one that you think has better odds than it should, that's Big Smokey.
Who do they call Benjamin Buckets?
Benjamin Buckets?
Think about
it. It's not Ben Simmons, is it?
Nope.
God, I hope not. I'm trying to think of what other Benjamin there is.
What other Bens?
Well, think about what Benjamin Button is.
Oh, well, yeah, that's so who's an old fart?
Like Udonis Haslam?
Oh, LeBron?
LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they call LeBron.
Yeah.
On here for LeBron, they have King James, LBJ, Chosen One, Braun, The Little Emperor, The Akron Hammer, L-Train, Benjamin Buckets, and Captain LaMerica.
Good Lord, man. A lot of nicknames. I knew kind of like Benjamin Buckets. That's all right.
This one's great. And you'll get this one. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard this. And I'm a little pissed off that we didn't come up with this on our own because it's just low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy World Be Free?
Yeah.
They call this man World Be Flat.
It's got to be Kyrie Irving, right?
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. Have you heard that before?
I've never heard that before. But it was obvious because of it. Yeah.
They call him World B Flat, and that
it's well played.
Is fantastic.
It's well played.
Thaddeus Young, his name, Thaddeus Johnson.
Okay.
Mike Scott, the regional manager.
I like that.
I like that.
That's solid.
Who do they call Fun Guy?
Fun Guy?
Fun Guy. Is it
fungi, like as in a fungus.
Like a mushroom?
Fun guy.
Oh, fun guy. Yeah. I was like, what, someone into shrooms? I don't know. Who's like
the Kyle guy?
Who's a fun guy that's out there? I don't know. I don't know who. Is there a guy?
Well, there's a guard named Kyle guy in the league, but I don't think that's it.
I don't know. I don't know.
They also call him the Claw, Boardman, the Hand, or the Terminator.
That's
Kawhi is fun guy?
Kawhi Leonard.
How is he?
Well, I think they're.
It's a sarcastic thing.
I was going to say.
Because he's not fun?
He might be the most unfun player in, like, of all time. That dude just looks like a walking Xanax.
I like the backwards nickname. I worked with a guy who almost never spoke and had zero personality, and everyone called him Party Dave.
I do. That's fantastic.
Okay. Who do they call the dancing bear?
Oh, is that Jokic?
Nope. That's a good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess. It's got to be a European guy, big old...
Not a European,
huh?
Nope.
All right, so who's just kind of a rotund guy but light on his feet?
Trying to think of a big man who's got maybe good footwork, good post game.
Yeah, you gotta be big. Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, who's a... I'm not going to say he's fat, but that's like a Kung Fu Panda sort of thing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a Zion? Is he?
Draymond Green.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
He doesn't remind me of a bear at all.
The dancing bear.
Hmm.
Peyton Pritchard, Fast PP. Also 8 Mile and P-Rabbit.
All right. I've heard 8 Mile for him before.
That works.
Yeah, 8 Mile.
And P-Rabbit, or that's Eminem.
Makes sense.
I can see that. He kind of has that look. He just needs the... Well, I guess in 8 Mile, he didn't have the bleach blonde hair. He just had the dark crew
cut. But he also just, in like street clothes, he wears the beanie a lot like Eminem did. Yeah.
I saw a video that Peyton Pritchard's wife... took, and I don't think it was a bit. They were in Boston.
No, it went viral. It was real.
They were walking by a playground, and Peyton Pritchard, there was a kid just playing by himself, kid like maybe 12 or whatever, and Peyton walked over and was like, I'll play with you. And Peyton's like backing him down.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, his wife posted.
The Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
They took their dog for a walk, and she's like, of course I turn around, and this is what he's doing. Yeah. And he's like, started playing pickup with a kid in the park.
Yeah, how old's the kid?
He's probably 10 or 12.
Yeah, 10 or 12. And he's like backing him down. He's like, yeah.
Did the kid know who he was?
Oh, I would assume.
Maybe, but it's not clear from the Instagram.
No, but I mean, the kid's in Boston, for God's sakes. I would assume you would know.
But then again, Peyton Pritchard in street clothes in Boston looks like a lot of guys in Boston.
That's true.
Now, this is
Squeeze
a great...
box and, you know...
This is a great nickname, I think. Maple Curry.
Fred Van Vliet.
That's a good guess, actually.
That'd be someone from Canada.
Yeah, it is someone.
It is someone from Canada.
Is it Jamal Murray?
That is correct. Oh, yes, Maple Curry, Jamal Murray. Also known as Blue Arrow and Glitch.
Blue Arrow?
What's Blue Arrow?
I don't know.
Is that a Canadian superhero, maybe?
The thing that Sports Reference doesn't do is tell you the origin.
Yeah.
And then for your Portland Trailblazers, Anfernee Simons, of course, they have Ant.
Yeah.
And Inferno, which I like.
Yeah, I can see it.
Nothing for Jeremy Grant or Scoot Henderson. DeAndre Ayton is Dominatin', Tiger, and Dominator.
Can I tell you that's the dumbest self-imposed nickname of all time?
Dominatin'?
Yeah. When he said that, I mean, come on, dude. Stop it.
I think it's a kind of a good nickname. Incorporates his actual name.
Don't do that.
Now, I remember when Delano Banton came on the scene last year, people were saying he needed a nickname, and Danny was adamant he had one
on
Basketball Reference. It's a good one, too.
DB Hooper.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great name.
That's solid.
Also, the Dubber Don.
The Dubber Don.
That's what they call him. Now, Tumani Kamara also has a great nickname.
I would assume with a name like that, you could probably come up with something.
Lights cool. Kamara Action.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good.
Something about like some pun with Camaro.
Too many buckets.
Oh, too many. Okay, yeah.
Tumani buckets.
Tumani buckets, yeah.
And the other one that they have for Blazers is Denny Avdija. Mm-hmm. He is called Turbo.
Okay.
They call him Turbo.
Mm-hmm. It's very generic and lame. Turbo. Has anyone ever been cool outside of the movie Break-In named Turbo? Where's Ozone while you're at it?
I mean, that's a cool nickname, but it doesn't really...
Turbo's cool? You want to be Turbo?
I don't fit to be a Turbo, but and neither does Avdija.
I was going to say, does
problem.
He?
Like, a Turbo needs to be, like...
That needs an explanation where it's from. Maybe, you know, like, maybe it translates to something.
Ashton Genty, you could call him Turbo, you know? Somebody that it actually fits.
Turbo. That's no good. I'm out on Turbo.
Well, there you go. There's your Basketball Reference nickname game.
I love the fact that these are listed on the reference site. I've been there so many times and I've never noticed that. You just scroll right down to the stats. Disappointed in myself.
You should be.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
No.
No, you never had one? I mean,
The Ropper.
The Ropper, yeah.
A lot of my friends call me Zach.
I can see that.
Isaac.
Of course, now it's Isachi.
I'm guessing Buck has always just been Buck.
Because I grew up with a million Ryans, so you needed a way to differentiate the Ryans. So yeah, I was Buck from about third grade on.
Yeah. Some of those just write themselves.
Bo Nix, they don't have one for him yet.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the NFL ones. Jamar Chase, they didn't have one either. I was looking for guys in this Thursday night game.
Plus, Bo is kind of already like, I don't think if you know a Bo, you're just Bo.
Joe Burrow has Joey Franchise and Joe Scheisty.
Yeah, he was in Joe Cool.
Joe Scheisty, that's great.
They didn't list Joe Cool, but I definitely know Joe Cool for him.
Well, that's a Montana thing, but when he came in, people were giving him the Joe Cool thing. He had one with Eminem, too, because he did the Bleach Blonde Tips. Someone had an Eminem name for him this year, and I forget what it was.
Yeah, I remember it was like it was a good pun.
Yeah, there was a pun on it when he came in with the Bleach Blonde hair, and I can't think of it at the time.
Also, no... Oh, that's not true. There is one for Brock Purdy. Do you know what they call Brock Purdy?
Mr. Irrelevant?
I think he's Mr. Relevant.
Mr. Relevant.
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, yeah.
And now he's good.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next.
The other good one, I think, in the NFL, my favorite one is King Henry's pretty badass.
It's solid.
Like, is there a better nickname in the NFL than King Henry?
Yeah, it fits.
That's just, it works.
Of course, that's Joe Mixon's nickname.
Well, and half of it is his actual name, Henry.
Joe Mixon.
Nah, just trying to make a joke. Oh. You know, you don't always...
Yeah, I understand.
You don't always stick the landing, you know?
I understand. The Hebrew slammer.
Who's that?
They said for Denny instead of the turbo.
Yeah, somebody said, I'm not a turbo, I'm a nitro. That's right.
He was an American gladiator. I think there was a turbo and a nitro.
There were a turbo and a nitro.
Maybe that's
sure.
Why I think those are such dumb nicknames.
All right, coming up next, good or bad idea? Here's Buck.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.